Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of August, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Today's article, titled Two Houses, was written by Marvin Williams. To test the stability of two houses, engineers simulated a Category 3 hurricane by using powerful fans that produced wind gusts of 100 miles per hour for 10 minutes. The first house was built according to a non-hurricane building code, and the other was put together with a reinforced roof and floors. The first house shook and eventually collapsed, but the second house survived with only a few cosmetic damages. One of the engineers summarized the study by asking, "Which house would you rather be living in?" Concluding his teaching on values of kingdom living, Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." The fierce winds blew, but the house survived. In contrast, the person who hears and yet doesn't obey is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The fierce winds blew, and the house collapsed under the intensity of the storm. Jesus presented his audience with two options. Build your lives on the solid foundation of obedience to him, or on the unstable sand of your own ways. Now we too have to make a choice. Will we build our lives on Jesus and obedience to his words, or disobedience to his instruction? By the Holy Spirit's help, we can choose to build our lives on Christ. Let's pray. Jesus, help me to abide in you so that when the storms rise and the winds blow, I'll remain true to you, established forever by your grace. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.